time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Microphone, microphone on the wall. Who is the dailiest of them all? You know, ever since we debuted on November 1st, 2021, I've asked my magic microphone this very question. And every time the response has been, why you, History Daily, you. And I take pride in that, because there are a lot of daily podcasts, one even presumptuously called The Daily. Well, ha, they don't have a magic microphone to tell them the truth. But this morning, and I can't think of anything different I might have done, my precious magic microphone answered me, the dailiest podcast of them all is Today in History with the Retrospectors. Immediately, I went to my magic Google and demanded, who are these Retrospectors? And with a tremor in its voice, Magic Google told me, The Retrospectors is a daily podcast discovering the curious moments that happened on this day in history, as told by some of the greatest minds ever to grace the audiosphere, probably. Greatest minds to ever grace the audiosphere, probably, I roared. Probably not. So I called for my hunter. But when he came into my soundproof chamber, he had with him in his hands a podcast episode. A daily podcast episode from January 14th of this year. It was them, the Retrospectors. Before I could command my hunter to throw it out the tower window, he pressed play. They began telling the story of Disney's groundbreaking masterpiece, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And you are about to hear what I heard. And may you be as haunted and humbled as I am still. Then, search for and follow the Retrospectors for more daily history right after you consume your History Daily. We put a link in the show notes to make it easy for you.
It's January 14th, 1938, and another remarkable event is about to be uncovered by Aria, Rebecca, and Ollie, the Retrospectors.
3.5 years in the making, 1.5 hours in the showing, and 1 lifetime in the remembering. So read the poster for Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the reviews for which New York woke up to on this day in 1938.
Yeah, the film had actually had its premiere in Hollywood 3 weeks prior, on December the 21st, 1937, and actually wouldn't yet have its release for another few weeks. It was released in cinemas nationwide on February the 4th, 1938. But this was the kind of perfect window to see this film. If you've heard the gossip from California, you've heard how good it is, head to Radio City Music Hall now, New Yorkers, to see it 3 weeks before the rest of the country. And as a result, it broke box office records there.
New Yorkers were queuing around the block. The queue length was estimated to be about 3 hours of waiting time just to get a ticket. It showed there for 5 weeks, and it could have gone on for longer. It was the longest run they'd ever had of any film, but they had something booked in afterwards. Basically, it kind of fizzled out, you know. It was going so strong. They were like, well, we've already got a booking for The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn straight after this, so you're going to have to go.
But yeah, you read those first reviews and you understand why the nation reacted so positively. The New York Times review described it as sheer fantasy, delightful, gay, and altogether captivating. Let your fears be quieted at once. Mr. Disney and his amazing technical crew have outdone themselves. They're just, and all of the reviews are like this, that they just, people just loved it.
Yeah, although that one's from the venerable critic Frank Nugent, often quoted because it starts with, it is a classic as important cinematically as The Birth of a Nation, which is the bit you often hear. Worth mentioning that the quote does then go on, as important cinematically as The Birth of a Nation or The Birth of Mickey Mouse, which is perhaps a little arch. I mean, he meant it genuinely. He absolutely loved it. But I still think there was this feeling, even within the Disney company itself, that the achievement, frankly, was getting this off the ground at all. Mm. The achievement was getting a feature-length animated film into theatres. And I always got the impression that, for Walt personally, the artistic achievement, the feeling of actually making art, probably didn't come until Fantasia, which was his third movie. Mm. Even though actually everyone knows that Fantasia is the really boring one and that Snow White, from beginning to end, is a masterpiece.
It's beautiful. There's so much that is genuinely artistic going on in this film, from the sort of splashes of water to the billowing of dresses. You know, they really poured their heart and souls into bringing this entire world and all of these characters to life.
Yeah, and that level of artistic achievement is all the more remarkable given the fact that a lot of the early Disney animators didn't have an artistic background. Most of them were newspaper cartoonists. Mm. And the original treatment of the film in general was a lot more jolly. The Evil Queen, for instance, who's actually quite scary, you know, very angular and glamorous evil in the finished product. She was originally a kind of plump, self-important character, kind of like a Marx Brothers dowager sort of a figure. And in the end, they made her a little bit more ominous and sinister. And that was reflected too in the art, which ended up being influenced by things like, you know, like German Expressionism, films like The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, especially the terrifying sequence where she's fleeing through the forest, which freaked me out so much when I was a kid, and apparently did at the time. Apparently the velvet seats had to be replaced at the Radio City Music Hall because children kept wetting themselves.
Oh, I can see that. You know, the twigs turn into these sort of gaunt skeletal fingers.
That was the moment that my two-year-old backed out of the room crying.
Oh, really? When the eyes appear in the trees. Yeah, yeah, no, thank
terrifying.
You.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly. Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas. Perfectly crafted every time. I got one for my sister. And maybe for myself, too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian cocktail makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at Bartesian.com/drinks. That's BARTESIAN.com/drinks.
Every story begins somewhere. For your child, it could begin with a Guardian bike. Built right here in the USA, engineered for safety, and designed for confidence. Kids of all ages are learning to ride in just one day. No tears, no frustration. It's why Guardian is America's favorite kids bike, and the New York Times and Wirecutter's top pick 3 years in a row. This holiday season, give the gift that's safer, smarter, and built to last. Visit GuardianBikes.com to save up to 40% on all bikes, plus a free accessory bundle worth over $100.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets its budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I wasn't surprised to read, actually, that the UK censors insisted that certain shots be removed. I don't know which ones, but I presume shots like that. Or else it was going to get a certificate that meant if you were under the age of 16, you needed to be accompanied by an adult. So it did eventually come out in the UK with a universal certificate, but only after cuts were made to make it less scary. And actually, even the five-year-old, who wasn't scared by the animated allusion, was still a bit freaked out by the concept. Much is made of like how Disney prettifies everything. You know, it's not the Grimm Brothers classic. It's still pretty grim. Like, you know, he said to me, okay, Daddy, so why does the huntsman have to kill Snow White? I mean, immediately that's a tough question to answer 5 minutes in. And it's like, well, the Queen has asked for evidence that of her corpse by having her heart presented to her in a box. That's why.
Yeah.
It's quite full on.
Well, thank God he had left the room by the time the box returns to the Queen and she opens it up and looks at what is presumably a heart in a box. We don't actually see it, but that's what's in there.
But the thing that Disney had discovered in the course of making Snow White was the multiplane camera. And that came to be so significant in the development of all Disney feature films, all the way up to The Little Mermaid, which is basically to do with lighting. So essentially, instead of having one thing that you're filming, you have numerous different planes of glass that are being filmed from above from a camera, which means you can light the background dark and scary, but make Snow White look maidenlike and beautiful and pure, all in the same shot. And that's the filmic sort of three-dimensional element that they managed to pull off with this, that both contributes to the artistic achievement of it, but also, I think, is what blew Nugent's mind. I mean, in that review, he says, you will not most of the time realize you are watching animated cartoons. And if you do, it will only be with a sense of amazement. That seems hilarious today, doesn't it? When we're used to genuinely photorealistic 3D computer animated films, but the audience then didn't see it like we do, as sort of like Renaissance art, perfectly composed, but as reality, like the closest thing they've ever seen to the depiction of a singing dwarf.
And that critical acclaim was so important, particularly at a time when the US still looked to New York and New York critics for its overall cultural opinions, because this was a huge risk. It was, as we sort of touched on earlier, the first full-length animated film. And for the 3.5 years it was in production, it was referred to as Disney's folly, not just because it was incredibly expensive. It ended up costing $1.5 million, which was six times its estimated budget of $250,000.
$1 million of which had to be a loan from the Bank of America to complete it.
Oh, there's a brilliant story about how Disney got that loan when he went to the Bank of America and ran a rough cut past the governor of the bank, Joseph Rosenberg, who sat completely impassively throughout the whole screening. And Disney was completely bricking it because he was like, I don't know if this is going to come off. I don't know what this is going to say. At the end, he turned to him and said, Walt, that thing is going to make a hatful of money, and approved this loan that meant that he could go ahead and complete the film.
Yeah, and the other concern aside from this ballooning budget was the fact that because a full-length animated film had never been done before, you know, people just weren't sure, will adults want to go and see this? Keeping in mind that at the time, there was no TV. So when you were seeing cartoons and short features, it was in the cinema before you saw the main film. So there was no precedent to be sure whether people would actually want to come and see 90 minutes of a cartoon. And so it's all the more impressive that Frank S. Nugent's review dwelt with particular warmth on the things that adults still enjoy in Disney and Pixar animated films. The clever background details, the little amusing jokes. He picks up on the animals using their tails as dusters, with the sequence where they're cleaning up the cottage.
Yeah, my five-year-old picked up on that too. He was like, ugh, who would want to drink from a cup that a squirrel had wiped with its ass?
I mean, audiences have got a lot more sophisticated, has to be said, over the years. I mean, Nugent also said that the hand and lip movements assume an uncanny reality.
Charlie Chaplin, who went to the Hollywood premiere those couple of weeks earlier, said that it had even surpassed our high expectations. I love that he talks about himself in the third person, our high expectations. But he said, in Dwarf Dopey, Disney has created one of the greatest comedians of all time. And I looked back at that and I thought, Dopey's funny, but is he that funny? Maybe, I guess, in the era, in this sort of era that spans from like silent film to talkies, that sort of physical humor was all the rage.
Nugent really waxed lyrical about Dopey. Reading between the lines in his review, it was almost like he was expecting there to be Dopey-focused spin-offs of Snow White, which never really came about. But that did hit on something that did make the film particularly appealing, which was the characterization of the dwarves. Because in the Brothers Grimm original, they're just seven nondescript dwarves. They don't have their own personality.
That's the full title in the German. Snow White and the Seven Nondescript Dwarves.
It's all one word. It's in German.
Yeah. It's an amazing German word. However, in the process of coming up with the iconic dwarves, they did have to reject several proposed dwarves.
Oh, no.
So here are some of the ones that didn't make the cut. No, I mean, some of them are not too far off, though. You've got Shorty, which obviously is the Italian gangster dwarf. You've got Deffy, which is just...
Yeah, where are you going to go with that character?
Probably only one place and over again. They also really wanted to get a fat dwarf in there because they've got... Puffy, Stuffy, and Tubby were all rejected.
Well, to be fair, it's physical comedy, Rebecca. I mean, that's a whole avenue of humour, isn't it, that you don't want to shut down?
It's interesting that they also got rid of Burpee. That was another of the the considered dwarves. In favour of Sneezy, I guess, who's a bit less repulsive but offers the same kind of humour. But still, a very one-note dwarf.
And you know, he only sneezes four times in the whole film.
That is, again, something that my five-year-old picked up. He was like, why is he called Sneezy when he never sneezes?
I mean, we can't complain that he's a one-note character and then complain that he doesn't sneeze enough.
There is a fanny joke in the final film, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Doc says something about fannies.
He has a spoonerism where he accidentally says fanny and something else.
It's when he's talking about nook and crannies.
Yes.
And because his thing is that he keeps getting the words slightly wrong.
Yeah.
And he goes, hook and manny, crooked fanny. But he stops on fan. He says fan. He doesn't say E. So it's just sort of still like a universal rated joke.
Naughty.
It means your buttocks in America, which is slightly less horrifying.
It does, yes. Still a fanny joke.
And so ends another curious moment from history. Subscribe now to hear more from Arian, Rebecca, and Ollie, the Retrospectors.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Every story begins somewhere. For your child, it could begin with a Guardian bike. Built right here in the USA, engineered for safety, and designed for confidence. Kids of all ages are learning to ride in just one day. No tears, no frustration. It's why Guardian is America's favorite kids bike and the New York Times and Wirecutter's top pick 3 years in a row. This holiday season, give the gift that's safer, smarter, and built to last. Visit GuardianBikes.com to save up to 40% on all bikes, plus a free accessory bundle worth over $100.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.